and Joe. We're Chris and the crew. So there's a new trend in traveling, and I want to know what you think about it. The new trend in traveling is to... Everybody's embracing going back to the same places that they've already traveled. There's a sense of nostalgia, like places you went as a kid, like with your family growing up. There's just a comfort in knowing the same place, the same things. I think everybody's not, I shouldn't say everybody, but there's a sense in the world right now that people need comfort, right?
Yeah.
And people need familiar things like that. So the trend is booking the same place time after time after time after time. Joe's like, don't you want to go anyplace new?
Yeah.
See, and I mean,
I'm just being, yeah.
No, I know.
Now, I've done similar vacations.
Right.
Like, if I'm going on a beach vacation or whatever, sure, but I pick a different tropical destination. You can't, I mean, listen, when you're really thinking.
We go to the Jersey Shore. That's what we do.
God, anyway, not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
And you're from Jersey, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, you like to say you're a Philly New Jersey.
But I mean, but there's a difference between going to down the street versus going on vacation. So if you're on a beach vacation, you want that. If I'm going to go sightsee in a city, like I've been to Paris, I was overwhelmed. I don't need to go back. A lot of people like going there. That's fine. But I don't need to go back.
You want to go someplace new every time.
Next time I went to, if I go to France again, I'm going to go somewhere completely different.
Yeah, I like the familiar. I like the comfort feeling. We go, you know.
Again, you have very routine.
I'm from Jersey. So we go to Ocean City, New Jersey every year as much as we can.
When's the last time you, not that it's been very recent for me, when's the last time you left the country?
I've never left the country, Joe. There is enough places.
What's the furthest you've ever traveled?
Oh, California.
Okay, you have. I'm making sure.
I kind of have a thing with traveling that there's so many cool places right here in the United States to see.
So that's why.
Why do I need to go anywhere else?
That's why Chris, one, is a typical American in that regard. And two, that's why Chris only visits the same places that she visits in the U.S. Never actually go.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Have you been to Chicago?
Nope, never been to Chicago.
So she's like, well, go to the Jersey Shore again this summer. Skip to Chicago.
My family was very much the same. I guess that's where I get it from, right? So
Have you ever been
at the beginning of August, it literally was the first week of August my entire life. We went to Avalon, New Jersey, the same place. Before we left, we'd book it again for next year. That's just what we did. I mean, we would go to Florida. We went to Puerto Rico. Like, I mean, we've been around. You know what I mean? I've been to the Bahamas. I've been, you know, to St. Martin, St. Thomas, St. John. Like, I've been to the islands and stuff. But I do love the comfort, the nostalgia, the familiarity. Oh, God, it's
not
early.
Helping her with that. The familiarity.
The familiarity. You know what I mean? Of going back to the Jersey Shore. It's just, I love it.
And
I get excited just like I'd never been there every single time I go.
And for those keeping track at home, Chris pretty much still goes about that same week every year for her. Like, I mean, she's almost kept it to the
end.
She's
of
kept
August.
It as much close to her childhood vacation as she can. It's a little different, You've kept like the date you've blocked out for yourself. Is that my gosh, it just must be so boring.
It's not boring at all. We find new things to do. I enjoy the comfort of knowing where things are. We have our favorite restaurants. We have our favorite things to do. But then we find new things, too. I mean, there's always new things to find.
But the monotony of our day-to-day lives is enough for me. And, like, I go through the same routine. I probably get up the same time. I eat the same breakfast. I go through the same routine. So I have that in my day-to-day life. I don't need that on my vacation. Even if it's a relaxing vacation, let me relax somewhere different.
And here's the thing. What you're saying about sightseeing in new places, it takes a lot of effort to plan, and then a lot of times those vacations are exhausting. Like, I want to go
if you're doing it with me.
Chill and relax.
That's why I cruise everywhere, because they pick me up and they drive me to the next place.
I've been on cruises.
That's why I do it. But I try to go to different places. Like, the airports, I'm like, I never need to go back there.
All right.
Ever.
So what's your travel trend? Do you like going to the same place again? You go on vacation. Do you go to the same place time after time after time, or do you like to go to someplace new every time? It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the crew. So there's this the travel trend right now is that people are choosing the familiar. They're choosing the comfortable. They're choosing the place that strikes up a little nostalgia from when they were kids, going to the same places that they've been. It just, I don't know, gives you that warm, cozy feeling. Joe thinks it's ridiculous. Well, I think it's, and there's so many places we could go.
I mean, yeah, you're never going to see the entire world ever. And so why waste your time? You only get, think about it. The average person gets maybe in this economy, one vacation a year if they're able to afford it. I haven't gone on one since COVID. I haven't gone on a true, like, I mean, I've gone away.
It's been a while for you.
It's been a while since I've gone, like, truly on a vacation. Yeah. Since before COVID. Like, it's tough to go on vacations these days. So next time I do, it's going to be somewhere different. And like I said, I go on a lot of cruises.
What if you don't like it? See, that's my thing, too. Like, I get one shot at a big vacation a year. And then what if it's disappointing? Then what? So I'm going to go where I know I'm going to have the best time. All right, let's go to the phones. Kate in Bucks County is on the line. Kate, what does your family do?
So we do have a little bit of both. We like to go to Aruba every couple of years. That's something that we're familiar with.
Love.
But then we also went like to St. Kitts, and we had never been there. But my six-year-old's also on her second passport, so we're very lucky.
Wow, I was going to say, geez, that's fantastic. Thanks for calling.
Wow. Speaking of passports, Chris... when I asked you, we rattled off some places.
I don't have a passport.
No, but not actively.
Yeah.
But you, I want to clarify something. You said you've never been out of the country.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
As Matt in Churchill points out in the PSD app, you also said you've been to the Bahamas.
Oh.
That is out of the country.
Yeah, I
Matt
wasn't
says,
thinking that.
We love you, Chris.
Matt, I did graduate from college cum laude, by the way. But yes, you are exactly right. I wasn't thinking about my trips when I first said I hadn't been out of the country. I was thinking, like, I've never been to Europe.
Matt,
you know what I mean?
I've never seen Chris's diploma personally with my own eyes. I've never fact checked it.
I do have one. I swear I do.
I don't know. You know, what's interesting is Nikki and Jackson raises a great point. Like, she's gone to Disney several times because Disney's one of those places people go for
a Disney trip. Yeah.
But as Nikki says, there are so many places in the world to see.
But what does it matter, though? Like, there are so many judgy travel people out there. Joe, you're included. What does it matter where I go on vacation or where anybody else goes on vacation? If that's their happy place, you hear a lot of people talk about their happy place. Like, my sister's happy place is Aruba. They even bought a little place in Aruba.
For a lot of people,
like,
it is, yeah.
Mike, so they go time after time after time. My cousin, Disney, her happy place. They go probably twice, three times a year to Disney. That's their happy place.
My happy place,
you know,
is a stranger's bed.
Oh, geez. 5 PST. So basically, Joe, we're just talking about how Joe is not hydrated.
We just...
Literally, I was just giving him a mom speech behind the scenes here because he no longer drinks coffee because he ended up getting dehydrated and in the hospital. I'm telling all your medical secrets.
I do, but that's an annual trip.
Yes.
I've been dehydrated once a year at least.
And if you just drank enough water, you could still have your coffee and be hydrated and all kinds of fun stuff. So listen... Loaded water is the new trend where basically you're taking regular water and you're just kind of dressing it up. You're loading it with stuff to encourage yourself to drink more. So you take like plain, or you can even take sparkling water, I guess, and you elevate it. I figured that's the word everybody uses nowadays, elevate. Everything is elevated. So you elevate it with things like coconut water to make it taste better. You know what I mean? Like basically you flavor it up. Or like electrolyte powders or probiotic sodas or even fresh fruit people are throwing in there.
Sorry.
No, like strawberry water.
Can you come back? Did you say there's a probiotic soda?
Yeah.
Wow.
You've never heard of probiotic sodas?
I've heard of probiotics. I didn't know you could get it in soda form.
Yeah.
That sounds like Alka-Seltzer, no?
Dietitians say this loaded water is the way to go because, you know, you may not need... so much of it to get you the hydration that you need if you fill it with the right stuff. And it tastes better too. There's a brand of water. I'm not going to be able to think of it right now, but basically it's just flavored water. And sometimes I drink a lot of water. I always have my water bottle with me, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I cannot take another sip. But then I flavor it with something and it's good.
Actually, if somebody out there has, because I'll buy like the Mio. When I know I need to hydrate, and I'll just squeeze a little Mio in there to give it a little something. If somebody out there has one of these that they really like, let us know on the PST app because like they truly believe in, I will try it.
There's also recipes all over TikTok for this loaded water. So go take a look.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
I'm so excited. Are you ready, Chris? It's time to end your streak.
Why do you have that look on your face?
Because I'm feeling
good. Why do you think today is the day?
I'm feeling good. Hey, Zach, it's you and the kids in the car, right, in Philly today?
We're here.
Oh, and you guys sound ready, right?
You sound confident.
Confident.
Only if my kids help me.
Okay.
Wait, who are the kids? Let me hear their names.
All right, so I have Jacob, Lucas, and Bennett.
Oh, my gosh, you have three of them?
We love this. Okay.
Hey, guys.
All right,
I'm getting out of here.
There's only one Chris to beat, guys. We should be okay. All right, Chris is out of the room. You guys, your quiz is going to start now. Here we go. Question number one. Jimmy Kimmel is back on TV. What network does his late night show air on?
ABC, Lock It In.
Very good. Question number two. The Phillies clinched a first round bye last night for the playoffs. When was the last time they won the World Series?
2008.
Did you hear that? My son said 2008.
All right. And what can you give me? Do you know what to say after that, right, buddy? What are you going to say? Lock it in?
Lock it in.
Lots of confidence on that one. All right. And the third and final question might be more of a question for Dad because it might be not appropriate music, but we'll see. Doja Cat's new album drops tomorrow. In 2023, she had a hit song titled Paint the Town. What color?
I'm going to go with red. Lock it in.
We are all locked in. I'll tell you, Can't Be Chris This Morning is powered by Al's Airport and Bard Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch Saturdays and Sundays. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. It's one of our favorite places. Of course, we're out there next Thursday for our Taylor Swift party. Check them out at alsairportin.com. Al's, it is where the locals go. Hello, local girl, Chris Rollins.
Hey there.
Zach and the crew. That's what I'm going to call that car up there.
Say,
Zach
why,
and the crew against Chris of
why
Chris
the
and the
local
crew.
Girl?
Well, because Al's, it's where the locals go. Anyway.
Oh, gotcha.
And it's called Transitions, Chris.
Got it.
We learned that
You're
in broadcasting
very good
school.
At it.
All right, Chris, your quiz starts now. Here we go. Question number one. Jimmy Kimmel is back on TV. What network does his late night show air on?
That would be ABC.
You both said ABC, and you're both correct. Good job. All right, we're tied 1-1. The Phillies clinched a first-round bye for the playoffs last night, Chris. Yeah. When was the last time the Phillies won the World Series?
Oh, God. You know I'm not good with dates.
Zach.
I can see the celebrations.
I'm hoping for you guys in that car. I'm hoping.
I am so not good with dates. It was...
Chris, come on.
It was a while ago.
Come on, Chris.
Come on, Chris. 2010?
2010 is incorrect.
Ugh.
Zach and his crew, they knew it. 2008.
Oh, I was so close.
Confident. I'm sorry that I couldn't tell who it was in the car. Who knew that in the car?
That was Jacob.
Jacob, good job. You may help. You may help Dad beat Chris.
I am terrible.
Third
with
and
dates.
Final question. Mm. Doja Cat's new album drops tomorrow in 2023.
Okay.
She had a hit song titled "Paint the Town." What color?
Paint the town red.
It is red. You both said red, though.
Oh.
Meaning.
Oh. You did it!
You did it! You beat me.
That is definitely a beat. Chris, can you say it?
Man, my name is Chris, and I can't beat all of them in the car there.
That's true.
Jacob, and I forget the
name. Zach, and family, and crew. Listen, it takes a village, but we don't care.
Wow.
Got you a pair of tickets to see Lord with the Ultrasound Tour, Xfinity's Mobile Arena in South Philly. Tickets sold out. Win them all week with PST.
Good job, guys.
Thanks. Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
We were just talking yesterday about how Rihanna and ASAP Rocky like to keep things kind of secret because he did an interview where they asked him, oh, are you excited to be a husband? Because, you know, they've been engaged. And he's like, how do you know I'm not already a husband? So
true.
We think they're secretly married. And they also secretly had their baby. Yeah, baby number three is here. She had a little girl back on September 13th. Everybody's doing good. We've got the first picture on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. She's so cute.
She is.
Her name is Rocky with an I. I love names that can be boy, girls, or girl, boy names, or girl names. You know what I'm trying to say. So it's Rocky with an I. It's Rocky Irish Mayers. Doing good. Everybody's good. Like I said, the picture's on the 94.5 PST Instagram story.
Do you think any of Rihanna's kids will have to worry about money at any point in their lifetime?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Do you think they'll have the same stress as we have day to day?
So let me ask you, how many times have you watched the Wicked for Good trailer, Joe?
About four. Only four, though.
So it finally dropped yesterday. It's up again on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. So, you know, this Elphaba and Glinda's friendship is put to the test in this movie as they kind of embrace their, you know, identities as Wicked Witch of the West and Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. You notice the trailer also briefly gives us a look at Dorothy and the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, the Cowardly Lion. Listen, we've got a little clip of it here. I even have chills.
It's good. That song, I know, he's so in his field. So good.
I know.
So, and it's going to be so good.
It's coming out November 21st.
I just wish we could get the soundtrack today.
I know. It's coming soon. So there's a new store in Quaker Bridge Mall. It's the K Beauty Outlet. It opened just on Friday, just a couple of days ago. It's right between the Cheesecake Factory and Ann Taylor on the lower level. It's Korean skincare, beauty products, sunscreen, stuff like that. Locals are freaking out because they had to travel to Edison to get their stuff before because this is the first one in Mercer County. So they're super excited that it's closer now. You can check out the details on the PST app. Okay, hair trends for the fall. The cultivated bob, 90s layers, love that. Textured pixie, a polished crop. I'm here for those. I kind of like those. Okay, the most Instagrammable city in the country, Joe. You want to take a guess? It's very close. You're there all the time.
I am?
Mm-hmm. Not all the time. But
D.C.
No, New York.
Oh, yeah, I am there a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, my God. The skylines, the buildings, the parks, the everything. Number one, L.A. number two, Chicago number three, Vegas number four, and San Fran number five.
Okay.
There you go. There's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
I not want you to judge me for this.
Now it's time for the Cruise Court.
Tim and Olivia are here. They're two of our listeners. They are not agreeing about who does the chores around their house. Right, guys? Good morning. Welcome to Cruise Court.
Hi there. I'm ready to get all the votes.
Oh.
I'm not sure you're going to get any votes.
Oh. All right. Ladies first. Olivia, why don't you fill us in? What's going on with you guys?
Tim and I live together. Tim just got a new job where he's lucky enough to work at home. So I think he should be helping out and getting some house stuff done while he's home. Doesn't seem unreasonable to me at all.
And Olivia, let me ask, are you in the office full time? So you're not home at all?
Yes, I am. I have much less time to do chores to get chores done. He's home.
But I'm working.
Yes, but you can't do some laundry and do the dishes. You get breaks and an hour at lunch.
Yeah, I need a break because I've been locked in all morning doing work. I don't want to do more work on my break from work. Would you?
I do. I run errands during my lunch break almost every day. You can't be serious.
Women like running errands. Your shop. You love to shop. Oh. I don't love to do laundry and dishes. I mean, I will, but when I'm working, no. You need to see my work day like your work day.
But it's not like my work day. You're home. I'm not. Get stuff done. That way our weekends won't be full of stuff we have to do. We can have fun.
You don't get it. I'm working. Home is my office now. I'm not available even though I'm home.
That's ridiculous.
All right, all right. Before you guys really get into it here, I'm going to stop you here. We're going to open the phones. We're going to get votes for you. I say, Joe, you know, we always like to make a little.
This one's easy.
So if you get the most votes, Olivia, he's got to throw in some laundry and do some dishes. But to be fair, Tim, if you get the most votes, you don't have to do a thing while you're home except work. How about that?
Sounds good.
Olivia, okay. You good with that? All right. So you guys hang on a second.
Okay.
Isn't that the perk of working from home? That you can throw in some laundry while you're working and get some stuff done?
Now,
I would.
Before I defend my guy, Tim.
Women are much better at multitasking than men are.
Before I defend my guy, Tim, I want to say I was 1,000% on his side. I had to take a few back when he goes, "You're a woman. You like to shop." That was not helping your case, my guy.
I do
at
like
all.
To shop.
At all, that was not a big case. However, as someone who had a job where I worked from home for a while, my partner at the time thought I could just do all this stuff willy-nilly. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm on a call. Sure, I'm going to go. Hold on. I have to fold the underwear. No, life doesn't work that way.
But when you come on, you are not working solid 8 hours. There's a chance to throw in laundry, do some dishes, get up, walk around. Come on. Nobody works solid 8 hours. That's ridiculous.
No, I'm not saying that. But I just I think those other tasks would take a couple of minutes and time and things like that. And this, we don't know. Tim might have one of those jobs where they're tracking his mouse even. That exists.
Okay.
They can watch the movements on your mouse.
Do you know how long it takes to throw laundry in? A minute.
Yeah, but then one what happens minute. When that laundry needs to come out and be folded?
You don't have to. Okay, then fold it later, but at least get it done so you can do it easier later. This is ridiculous. Call now.
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Call now.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. We're in Cruise Corps. We're about to get a final decision here. It's 94.5 PST. Chris and Joe, we're Chris and the crew. So, okay, Joe, let's just go over things here. Olivia and Tim, they live together, boyfriend, girlfriend. He just got a job where he's working at home now.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, well, you can throw in laundry. You can definitely do the dishes. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. My office is now home, so I'm working. I'm locked in. I can't do any of these things while I'm working. She thinks this is ridiculous, and kind of so do I. All right, let's get to the phones. We have Erica in Bordentown on the line. All right, Erica, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side because I work from home twice a week, and I also try to get in some laundry from here and there. But I will say if he's not able to do so during the day, at least on his lunch, throw it in. If he's eating anything for lunch, just wash the dish and call it a day. The laundry doesn't have to be washed, folded, and like dry, but at least start it.
Totally agree. Totally. What is wrong with it? See, you agree,
I agree on that regard to some extent.
All right, let's go to Nikki in Jackson. Nikki, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on her side. Now, I live alone, so I don't have a choice. I have to do everything. However, I work at home, and as Joe says, I am very micromanaged. They know every keystroke I make. So, like, if you're doing something, you want to go make a cup of tea, you have, like, you know, 2 minutes, then you got to go back and wiggle your mouth. But I throw in laundry. I do my dishes on my lunch and breaks and whatever. But every once in a while, I get up and I do something because I'm home.
Yeah, why not? Boy, she's really micromanaged keystrokes.
I'm telling you, Chris, like people that don't work from home, like haven't since COVID, that is the reality for a lot of people now.
Jeez. All right, let's go to Brian in Levittown. Brian, whose side are you on?
Unfortunately for Tim, I'm on her side.
I thought for sure you'd be on his side.
No, I worked from home for a long time, and honestly, I kind of like doing the laundry, but it made it way easier just to come home and for my wife to come home and us to relax together at the end of the night. Maybe dishes I could be on his side for, because I hate doing the dishes, but definitely for the laundry, it takes like 5 minutes. Just do the laundry.
I get what he's saying, because you know what I hate? And I've told you this, Joe. I can't stand, because John and I are so busy during the week, because we don't work at home. Yeah. Obviously, we both have jobs where we have to be out. I can't stand that our weekends are jammed with everything that we have to do. It leaves very little time for fun.
All the chores, all the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Cherie in Princeton. Cherie, I'm trying to guess whose side you're on here. Good morning.
You know, because here's the funny thing. I coach remote workers who are burned out. And the first thing they say to me, but I have laundry, I have stuff to do. And I go, but you have a job to do. And if you are burnt out because of all these distractions, what happens after a while? You have fatigue. You have work fatigue. Then you complain when the boss says, can you do this one more project? And I go, but you're going to have to start eliminating stuff. I do not recommend it. 67% of remote workers complain of being burnt out.
And then when they come to me, I say, well, what are you doing? Oh, but I have laundry. I have to cook. I have to clean. I got to pick up the kids. I got to do all this stuff. And I go, but that's not a perk of working from home.
Cherie, you brought out a stat. So I that vote's got to count for more than one, right?
I can see where, you know, multitasking people try to get it all done, all, you know what I mean? I guess you still have to leave some stuff. I mean, everything has to fit in. But I think throwing laundry in isn't a big deal.
Most of the app chats on her side, however, this one made me particularly laugh, on her side. But since he's not putting as much gas in his car, paying for totals, all that car maintenance, maybe he should be contributing more money to the house. Just a thought. Oh. Emma Hamilton.
Oh, interesting. All right, let's bring him on because this is pretty clear. All right, Olivia and Tim, you guys have agreed that whatever our final decision is going to be your final decision, right?
Oh, man.
Are you smelling sweet victory, Olivia? Yeah, 83% on your side on this one, on her side.
Yes, I knew it. I mean, you have to give me what I need. I need the chores done.
And Tim, that's a little help. Yeah, and you know what? We get that you're working. We totally get it. But just get in the habit of throwing in a little laundry or something. It doesn't take that much.
I feel like this was a landslide. Oh, man.
It was kind of a landslide. Thanks for calling, guys.
Thanks.
Nope.
From the crew, good morning. It's 8:34. Yeah, Joe says he's done with umbrellas.
Yes.
Gonna pour today.
And when I thought about walking out of the house, I looked at the umbrellas and I thought, I am not worthy of an umbrella because am short.
What?
So I speak as a short person.
How tall are you?
I'd say five four, five five.
Okay.
So I'm short. I'm not worthy of an umbrella because if I am in a sidewalk with other people, I'm only worthy of an umbrella if I'm only near myself. Because when I'm walking down the sidewalk, like when I get off the train tonight to go home,
yeah.
I'm going to get off the train. There's going to be a lot of people on the sidewalk. At my height, no good can come out of me having an umbrella.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Because, this has happened. So I'm walking with my umbrella. I'm going to kind of reenact it here for Chris while using my hat as my makeshift umbrella, right?
I should record you.
I'm walking, my umbrella height is going to be unfair to somebody of normal height. Who's you? So if I'm walking with my umbrella, doop-de-doop-de-doop.
Yeah.
And you're standing at the same time, my umbrella inevitably is going to hit you somewhere on your face.
Joe, I think you're way overthinking this.
No. I feel really bad for it.
People use umbrellas at all heights.
Umbrellas are really for tall people. They're not for short people like me. And I have conceded that I will wear a raincoat home tonight. That's all that I'm allowed to do.
No, but think about this. If you're a tall person and you have an umbrella, you're dripping on everybody below you. So honestly, I think if anybody's not allowed to have an umbrella, it should be tall people.
They're dripping, but they're dripping a lot less on me than the actual rainfall would be at this point, right? We both know that's true. So this is a burden of being a tall person. You get the umbrellas and the short people don't.
The things that you obsess about, Joe.
Well, I put a lot of, if society followed the way that I want it to exist, it would be a much better society.
Oh boy.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Rihanna had her baby. Oh my gosh, so cute. We've got the first picture up on the 94.5 PSD Instagram, so you can go take a look. It's a little girl. She's all wrapped in pink. She revealed all the details on her Instagram. They did keep that a secret. Remember we were saying how they really like to keep secrets?
They do.
And that ASAP Rocky, you know, the dad, just did an interview with Elle Magazine, and they said, are you excited to be a husband? He's like, how do you know I'm not already a husband? So they're probably secretly married. And now we find out that they secretly had a baby back on the 13th. So a couple of weeks ago. I get it, though. You want to make sure everything's okay before everybody's scrutinizing it, you know, if you're a celebrity. So a little girl, her name is Rocky with an I. So super cute. Rocky Irish Mayers. So again, born in LA, September 13th. We've got the picture posted for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. Joe, how many times have you watched the final Wicked for Good trailer?
Four times. I watched it yesterday here. I watched it on my way home yesterday. I watched it last night before bed, and I watched it on my way in this morning, like on the train.
So we've got a little clip of it for you. Listen.
Chills. For
get me.
So Elphaba and Glinda's friendship being put to the test as they embrace their new identities, you know, as the Wicked Witch of the West and Glinda the Good Witch of the North. So this also, Joe, you noticed a little glimpse of Dorothy, little glimpse of the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, the Cowardly Lion. Of course, it comes out November 21st. If you haven't seen it yet or you want to watch it again, it's up on our 94.5 PST Instagram story.
I'm not an emotional. I am an emotional person, but like with that,
well, you are and you aren't.
That gets me.
Also, up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story, they just put out. Netflix just released some like behind the scenes footage of the Stranger Things cast, past and present, and kind of gives you some glimpses of what to expect in the upcoming fifth season. I just posted that for you. It's up there. And after 7 years, one of your favorite things is coming back to Panera. Actually, I think it's on the menu now already. The black bean soup. Everybody loves Panera soups.
Yeah. That's the only thing I get there anymore.
Yeah. So there you go. It's back after 7 years. It was a fan favorite. It's got, you know, black beans and celery and onion and carrots. And it does really sound good. You can order it as an entree or you can do the pick two. You know, you pick two with, you know, sandwiches and stuff like that. So there you go. There's the scoop. And it's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 9:10. It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the crew. Yeah. So Joe, co-buying is what they're calling it. Co-buying is the new way to make your home buying dreams come true. It's now a thing. 70% of people say they would do it. I mean, the cost of houses are sky high right now, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of people think this is their only way to be able to afford a home. I don't know. I think I might rent a home with friends, but buying a home, that's a big commitment.
I think in a lot of ways, if you think, and I saw something in, I think the same story was like the average age of a home buyer these days.
56.
Like that's insane. 56. It used to be like 26 when it was affordable.
You would get married, you'd buy a house a house and then get married. You know what I mean?
So the fact that that's the average age of a home buyer now, I'm like thinking to myself, I might not live to 56.
But I mean, you're used to it. You live.
I will never. I could never buy a house.
But I mean, I don't know if I could do it with a friend. I mean, you know.
I could never buy a house solo. The idea of buying a house with a friend, kind of appealing.
I'm not even talking about the finances. I'm talking about living in a home with someone that's not your romantic partner, not your children. Do you know what I mean?
One of my friends.
Like you live with friends, basically.
One of my friends in his mid-40s is for the first time in his life getting a roommate because he's been lonely. This is, I think, listen, we don't know how much time any of us have anymore, right? Who knows if you watched the news lately.
So cynical.
So, like, why not? If it gives you a little joy to live with someone, plus, at least if you're going to buy a house together, at least then you're investing in something together.
What if you, I totally understand renting. It's easy at the end of the lease to just go your separate ways. With a romantic partner, at least the goal is to stay together forever, you know what I mean? Friends, like, if you're buying a home, let's say you get into a fight, then you have to sell and divide stuff. It
but
seems much more complicated than just renting a place.
But like in reality,
split the equity.
Here comes a real profound
deep
thoughts by Joe here in this moment. But like, is that really any different than a marriage? Isn't a marriage just a friendship that you're just trying to make all those things work forever? You'd still have to split all the assets at the end. Like tomorrow, your husband could come home and be like, JK, I'm leaving you. I'm not wishing that on you, but I am saying, isn't marriage really just a friendship that you're just hoping makes it to the end?
So go for it. Co-buying a home with your friend is now a thing.